Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. If you're new to the show, thank you for joining us. If you're a long-time listener or short-term listener, welcome back. So good to be with you. We're here because of you, and you're here because of us, I guess. It's a symbiotic relationship, and that's what we're doing. And we're moving forward in the United States of America, throughout the world, with the idea of truth and liberty. And you are in the right place, my friends. Uncle Kevin is, I guess, scraped off the concrete, I guess, or what?
36 hours of, I wouldn't want my best friend to go through that.
You're worse. You wouldn't want Joe Biden to go through that.
No, I would not.
If you weren't here yesterday, Uncle Kevin did not make it because of a kidney stone. So we're very glad he's still dealing with it. Is it passed yet? Or
I don't know yet. I don't know.
You don't know. You'd know if it passed, wouldn't you?
No, that's the crazy thing. Usually I've had them before, and usually, you know, yeah, if the pain goes away, you passed it. Well, the past couple of days, the pain has gone away, but at night it came back. So I don't know.
Maybe you got multiple, or it moves around, or
I must have must be moving around or something.
I don't know. Anyway,
I hope it's gone. Well, I'm gonna pray that it's gone.
We have a couple of great guests today. Frank Davis from Optivita will be here to talk about his products, the virus, whatever. Got some research to discuss. I think it'll be interesting. The colloidal silver, what have you. Just Frank's interesting to talk to no matter what. So we'll have a good conversation. Then another Frank. Franks are wild today, I guess. F.H. Bugley, but his first name is Frank. He's written a book called American Succession, The Looming Threat of a National Breakup. I'm real interested to have this discussion, see his perspective, and he's got some things in here I agree with, some I don't, but I let's have this discussion. I think it's an important book,
absolutely.
And let's have him on and talk about it. So, and of course, the news. The biggest story is Bloomberg, but we'll get to some world news and then we'll get into Bloomberg.
Sounds good.
Border is shut. Remember we talked about Greece?
Yeah.
You know, going back and forth, Constantine Wire, what have you.
Yeah.
They shut their border with Constantine Wire.
And I did not see, in that picture that I saw, I did not see anybody trying to climb over that wire.
Because it's razor wire.
Because it's razor wire. It'll cut you to shreds.
Greek troops fire warning shots to stop migrants from Turkey. Yeah, that would stop me.
Yeah, you have to.
I mean, unless they had guns, but even then, they still got to get across the wire.
Still got to get past the wire.
They're saying, forget this, border's shut.
Yeah.
We already had the incident where they burned down one of the migrant centers there. Greece is officially, you know, I know somebody from Greece. I've been to Greece a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I think the average Greek, or a good, healthy percentage of them, not only are against immigration, they detest immigration.
Yeah.
They're not just lukewarm about it. They're
especially
red hot about it.
Especially if they're Muslims, they don't assimilate.
They hate,
yeah,
with a capital H, hate Turkey.
Right.
Hate Turkey.
Yeah.
And they have the mindset that, we're going to go to war with Turkey someday. That's their mindset.
Yeah. Well,
or at least, a good, healthy percentage of the people in Greece.
And if you let all those people in, man, that's the end of your country. You said there was 10.5 million people there.
Yeah, Chinese scientists identified two strains of the coronavirus, indicating it has already mutated at least once. This is what I've talked about several times. I can't make sense. You know, Gerald, we had Gerald Celente on. We had, you know, Daniel Estlin. The numbers don't add up. What we're seeing, the reaction to the relatively little effect. I mean, let's be honest. The coronavirus, if these numbers are accurate on a worldwide basis, has had little effect.
Yeah.
It's been little impact.
Yeah, I mean, you figured out the percentage the other day,
four.
Yeah,
yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So, but doing research on 1918, it wasn't the first wave of the flu. It was the second wave. And the third wave. So is that what we might be? I don't know.
Yeah. I've seen the x-rays of the people with that got the first wave, and they have scar. Looks like they have scar tissue on their lungs. And then when the second wave hits them, it kills them.
They're done.
They're done.
Time to debunk the skeptics. This is Michael Snyder, COVID-19, which is this coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
What it's called, has a death rate that is almost 34 times higher than the flu. Again, okay, that's true, Mike, if these numbers are true.
Right, we don't
know. That they're telling us.
Yeah.
That there's so many, you know, they've only given 3,000 or 4,000 tests in America.
Yeah. Well, and that tells you nothing.
Right. And so if somebody dies, obviously suspicious, then they test them. So that's going to skew these results. But it's a good point he's making, but I don't know if I believe any of these numbers.
No, I don't. I just know it could possibly be stunning, unbelievable.
Travel bans, events scrapped, Gulf reacts to coronavirus outbreak. Gulf countries have responded by introducing travel bans. Again, you're seeing travel bans everywhere. Do you think they're not coming here? I mean, I think that's a little, I mean, the odds are way over 50-50 that we're going to have some sort of travel bans here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you to look out for it. I'm asking you to go to Walmart, get your stuff. You're going to have time to get some stuff, but you got to act. Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Get on top of this.
Yeah. Be prepared.
China worries about new coronavirus surge from infected arrivals. Oh, so now the people who arrive in China, now they're worried about people coming back.
I guess coming back.
Okay, whatever. You know. Iran to temporarily free 54,000 prisoners as the virus spreads. Well, what does that mean, temporarily?
They don't want to take care of them, so they let them go. Here, you can go outside the fences and die.
Pressure has been mounting on Iranian officials to take action against the virus as the death toll and number of cases rapidly shoots up. They've reported 92 deaths. Again, that's 92 deaths in a country like this is nothing. So they're going to what do you mean temporarily? If I was in prison and they released me, they'd never see me again.
I wouldn't come back unless they released you in the desert.
They'd never see me again. Italy considers school closures in bid to stop coronavirus spread. Well, we have other stories that they not consider them. They have done them.
Yeah, they have.
Italy has closed the schools.
Yeah, they're really on top of this.
French government seizes all stocks of face masks. Do you think this is not China anymore? Do you think something like this is not coming here to America?
Of course it is.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, have a little vision here.
And it's here. It's not coming. It's here.
And it's irrelevant. Again, we can. Right. I'm with you. We can argue all day about the virus, how serious, not serious, whatever. We can argue all day. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't give you a straight answer. Because I don't know.
Me neither.
What I'm real certain about is they're going to take these measures. I'm pretty darn certain, in my opinion. Yep. That's my opinion. You do with it what you want. India restricts exports of drugs and ingredients amid growing coronavirus threat. Yeah, of course they did.
Of course they would.
Because they're not stupid.
Yeah, they want to for their own people.
Their own people. Why would they?
India first. That sounds similar to America first.
I've heard that before somewhere. Yeah. Here's a story. Okay, in the middle of all this, you think, well, what's the end game? There's always, what's the
control.
Reason? Just so happens. Just so happens.
They got it lined up.
Well, here's a story for you.
An 85-page
document. Yeah. They got the 10,000-page law ready to be voted on.
Yeah.
WHO, those loving, benevolent UN
World
subsidiary.
Organization?
Yeah, World Health Organization is more accurate. But anyway, WHO urges people to go cashless.
Because
the dirty banknotes, quote-unquote, can spread the virus. Oh, you see where this is going? Yeah. Oh, wait till they burn cash in America. Just wait till they burn it. What the price of silver and gold will be when they start burning cash in America.
And Bitcoin.
Oh, you're going to see all those. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, a couple others. All my contacts who I believe really know, they're telling me crypto is going to explode over the next 2, 3, 4 years, five years, decade. Explode.
The way the government's treating the dollar.
U.S. conducts first airstrike against Taliban since peace deal. I thought they were getting along with Taliban. I thought they were going to back out. You see, this is what I'm talking about. Anyway, we got a caller. Frank, is it Frank in Kansas? Or Brian in Kansas, Todd. Who'd you say?
I thought it was Dorothy in Kansas.
Yeah. Brian, the Tin Man in Brian. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the Power Hour, buddy.
How are you doing?
You're doing very good.
Yeah, that's okay. I've got some medical advice for Kevin that's really easy.
Thank you.
His stones.
Well, thank God. Let's hear it.
Yeah. There's a homeopathic physician. He's on 1140 AM, the station you're on here in Kansas City. It's been a few years ago, and he talked about kidney stones. He said, it's easy. All you do is take lemon juice, okay? And he said, that's all you need. And then he went on to talk about the fact that he has some textbook, medical textbook, that's on homeopathic cures, and it came from there. And the company that was publishing the book, they had their whole facility blowing up, okay? And he said, but I'm lucky, I still have one of the books, and this has been a number of years ago.
Okay, hold on, Brian. Hold on a second. Hold on. So you're saying squeeze lemon juice, drink it straight, drink it diluted, what, or drink it throughout the day?
I don't remember the details, but I'm sure.
Well, details make a difference there, buddy. Well, details make a difference there.
I know, but, you know, it's been like 3 years since I heard that. And I just remember lemon juice. But
okay.
We can look it up on the internet.
It's the acid in it.
Yeah, you can.
I'm taking apple cider vinegar right now for it. And supposedly the apple cider vinegar can dissolve it.
Why don't you confess to the audience why you got a kidney stone?
That's what you said. I know why.
Go ahead. Don't lie on worldwide radio.
Because I'm a Yankee fan? Thank you very much for that knowledge. Thank you very much, Brian.
Well,
if anybody wants to send me a good wish, then you can send it at, what is it?
Tell him to drink, if he drinks alkaline water, it takes 30 glasses of alkaline water to compensate for one glass of pop. And that if he drinks alkaline water, he'll fall in love with it. The flavor on it is just to die for. It reminds me of on the farm when we had an irrigation well, we get that water.
All right. Well, very good. Brian, thank you so much for your call. Yeah. Appreciate you, buddy.
You can send me an email at powerhourkevin@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Coronavirus spread. This is U.S. News. Coronavirus spreads in Washington State as Amazon worker tests positive. Okay, supposedly this virus lasts a long time on surfaces. Mm-hmm. I've also been told the post office is going to be shut down because the mail, and they just had a guy, a postal worker, just tested mm-hmm. positive, who had no contact with anybody, so thinking he got it from the mail. So,
well, I don't know if they're going to test them because this lady up in, this caregiver up in Seattle, she wanted to get, she had all the symptoms.
She had visited a foreign country,
yeah,
I think.
And they wouldn't test her.
So we're supposed to have confidence in the numbers?
Yeah.
You can't even get a test when you have all the signs of it.
She called two different doctors and they.
What was the reason they gave?
You don't fit the criteria. You don't fit the criteria. She's sick. She's got a fever. She feels a flood.
And she came from a foreign country.
Yeah. I mean, what more do they want?
Mike Bloomberg, this is the big news of the day. Mike Bloomberg. You know? Now, if you've paid attention, if you've been on the internet at all, Bloomberg has absolutely obliterated and infiltrated every nook and cranny of the internet practically with ads.
Yeah. He's everywhere.
And he can't. This is Super Tuesday or, you know, tomorrow Super Thursday, as Joe Biden likes to say.
Yeah, he's looking forward to counting them votes.
He'll count them tomorrow, but.
Yeah.
Majority of the states and Bernie Sanders. This is. Can you ever remember so quickly that so many Democratic people. I mean, I'm trying to think if this is unusual or not. It seems like they're obviously, and they all want to support Biden. They all jump behind Biden.
Boy, that's a loser right there.
They're going to steal this. They are stealing this from Bernie. They are moving in an orchestrated fashion against Bernie Sanders and his supporters. Mm-hmm. Now, I've said this, but Biden has no shot in any kind of fair, election.
No
shot. 0.0001 is his percent.
Trump will make him look like a buffoon.
That's if it's a straight up election. Mm-hmm. The only person I said who had any chance in 2016, I think he had a real good chance to beat Trump.
Yep, I agree.
Now I think he's got a marginal chance, but he's got some chance. Joe Biden's got zero chance. Yeah. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about in a
fair
election.
So how many delegates did Bloomberg end up having?
I don't know. He spent about $600 million.
Yeah, $600 million.
And I think he got. I don't know that he got any. You got to get so many percentage to get a delegate in some of these states. I don't think he got any.
Yeah.
failing to win any.
Whoever runs all the ads was happy. He helped our economy probably half a percent.
He helped the stock market stay up.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Super Tuesday results. Mike. Joe Biden's surge makes it a two-man race. Well, it's always a two-man race. They were going to do anything they can to subvert Bernie. And I know a lot of our listeners, they like Bernie for certain reasons, and I get that.
Yeah.
Bernie is the only one of these candidates who engenders some sort of passion, some sort of emotion. It's Donald Trump. Donald Trump engenders emotion.
Yep.
His campaign has energy.
Energy.
Bernie's campaign has energy.
Energy.
Joe Biden's campaign has nothing.
They have to dig up people down at the graveyard and bring them in.
Oh, they will.
To the.
Don't put it past them. Don't doubt that won't happen.
Of course, it's going to happen.
Trump campaign sues Washington Post for libel.
I love it.
I love it too. These papers just can't say any stupid thing they want.
Yeah, they're going. It's opinion. You can't sue us because it's opinion. Nah, that's absolutely correct. But he wasn't quoting his opinion.
The lawsuit cites two Washington Post opinion pieces, one which said that then special counsel Robert Mueller concluded that the Trump campaign tried to conspire with a sweeping and systematic attack by Russia in the 2016 elections. Okay, that's not an opinion statement.
No.
If you said, I believe that Trump was complicit in some sort of scheme with Russia. I believe from what I read the report, and I believe he was complicit in some kind of scheme. Okay, that's
opinion.
An opinion.
That's your opinion.
That's opinion.
That's protected.
When you say whatever they said here, where is it? He tried to conspire.
Yes.
That he did. Robert Mueller said he tried to conspire. That's not what Robert Mueller said at all.
No.
A second article stated, who knows what sort of aid Russia and North Korea will give to Trump campaign now that he has invited them to offer their assistance. Okay, there's a little bit of gray area there, but not much.
Not much.
Not much. I mean, that's a pretty clear-cut statement. The lawsuit, which accuses the Post of harboring extreme bias, well, duh.
Yeah. Self-evident.
Yeah, there you go. We love that word, don't we?
Yep, exactly.
If we're going to sue these newspapers for extreme bias, boy, there's a whole line, the list of them.
Mm-hmm.
Against Trump campaign and Republicans generally, the claims the article will require costly efforts for the campaign to correct the record. Nunez sues Washington Post for $250 million. Washington Post, you know, is owned by Jeff Bezos.
Yeah,
so it just basically became an outlet for deep state to peddle their ideas, their little mind implants. This action arises out of a WAPO hit piece that was manufactured out of whole cloth, the complaint said. Billionaire Jeff Bezos purchased WAPO, meaning Washington Post, in 2013 for the purpose of using their mighty pen to influence federal elections.
Correct.
And Nunez is getting right down to it.
Yes.
This is how you attack him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Election meddling? You're an election meddler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quit being defensive. Everything. Abortions, all these things, the Bill of Rights. Quit being defensive. Offensive.
I'm glad both of them are going at him, and I hope they hit him and hit him hard.
Lindsey Graham. Graham starts closed-door depositions in the FISA probe. Does that mean something's going to get done, or that means they're going to figure out a way
to skirt around it?
What does this mean? Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said on Tuesday that he has started the closed-door interviews, part of his deep dive into surveillance courts.
Okay.
This is against the law. This is tyranny. This is disgusting. This is 1984. The Bill of Rights is the supreme law of the land. I don't care who wants to tell me different. The supreme law of the United States, or for the United States of America, is the Fourth Amendment, among the other things. You'll be secure in your personal papers, effect against unreasonable search and seizures.
Yeah.
When they take everything you do electronically, on the phone, everything, and make a record of it and put it in some secret court, that is unreasonable search and seizure. This is against the law.
Yep.
This is illegal. They are tyrants.
Yep.
Start calling them what they are.
Yeah, I agree.
Abortion lobby condemns safety law at center of landmark SCOTUS case. Abortion lobbying groups took to Twitter this week to once again condemn what they say is the medically unnecessary Louisiana safety clinic law that will be before the Supreme Court today.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. You know, we had Terry Beatley talk about this. was it Terry or the other? I don't know. I can't remember. I interviewed so many people. I think it was Terry. She wrote the book, What If We've Been Wrong, about Bernard Nathanson. The case is Medical Service LLC versus Russo, And it's saying in Louisiana, they made a law, quote unquote law, that if you're going to perform abortions, you have to be able to be an admitting doctor into a hospital.
That just makes sense.
Since why would anybody say, want to sever that? You're doing a risky, yes, life-threatening medical procedure. I'm not talking about on the baby, on the woman.
On the woman.
People die in abortion.
They die.
The statistics are skewed because what the abortion clinic does was, oh, you got a problem here. We got to send you to the hospital. And then they wipe their hands of it.
Yeah.
And
we
then,
did nothing. They don't have to disclose anything what they did to the lady.
Right. They only have to talk about it because, oh, it's, you know, we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings because, you know, they need their privacy because women have the ability to choose. They can choose the murder of their baby.
That's right.
Maine vaccination law survives referendum vote. With the backdrop of the virus spreading, Mainers on Tuesday rejected an attempt to nullify the elimination of religious and philosophical exemptions. Why are we begging for exemptions from a... No. So are they my daddy? Is a federal government my daddy? Where is Americanism? Where is the American mind? Where is the fervor? Where is freedom in the course of America? Why are we begging these people for exemptions that God gave us? Are we sovereign or not? Jeffrey Doherty was just on here two days ago?
Yeah, I loved it.
We're divine, sovereign, and free. Are we those three things? Are we any of those things? I mean, even one of them. Take one of them. Are you divine, sovereign, or free? Any one of them. If you are, why are we begging?
I agree.
We're working on this,
ladies and gentlemen.
We're working on this. Yeah. It's not easy to put this together.
Nope. We
got to get our ducks in a row, and you can darn bet your last dollar that as soon as we get our ducks in a row, get this out, because we have a plan that will, you know, you'll see all hell break loose against what we're doing here. We need your prayers.
We sure do.
America needs your prayers.
Yeah.
Ground zero for trade. Port of Long Beach warns of shipping slump from China. Duh. At least 24 dead from Tennessee tornadoes. God bless those
picture.
People.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Prayers out to them.
Doctors try first CRISPR editing the body for blindness. See, here's where you love technology, you hate technology. You know, Tommy can see now.
That's
fantastic.
Right.
I love it.
Well,
now Tommy's disconnected his pineal gland from the divine, and now he has a new consciousness. He is a superhuman. See, look how good this is. Ooh, I don't like it.
No.
That's where it's going. Vitamin C, you need it. Stay tuned.
A lot of it.
Herbs that fight viruses. Oil of oregano, there you go. Ooh. Garlic, echinacea.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Fast becoming our friend, Frank Davis from OptiVita. Really like his research, his passion, and natural health. Of course, the OptiVita Silver, the Silver Lozenges. I should have went on break. I should have went and got a Silver Lozenge. That's what I should have done. Now I'm aggravated at myself. I really should have done that. I'll do it after the other break, Frank. Welcome to the Power Hour. Yeah, there you go.
Nice to be here, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry about that introduction. I just got stuck on these silver lozenges. Your silver lozenges are amazing, by the way. Frank, you do research.
They are incredible.
They are. They're amazing. You do research all the time. You're at the cutting edge of the health industry, especially natural health energy or industry. What's going on with this virus that you can tell?
Well, you know, the coronavirus, the COVID-19, you know, is just a strain of the coronavirus. The coronavirus, whether it be SARS or whether it be a cold, they're all a coronavirus. But obviously it's created a lot of concern worldwide. They're talking about, you know, we're as of yet, we are not in a really bad situation here in the U.S., but the CDC says, he said it's likely at some point widespread transmission of the COVID in the United States will occur. So they said the risk is low right now, but they still anticipate it to get worse here. And so the question is, what do people do? And, you know,
let me stop it. Let me pause
saying,
you right there. Let me pause you before you get going down. I do want to go down that lane, but I want to stop something you said. If they believe that, if the CDC believes that, if government, quote-unquote, minds believe that, then why aren't they taking precautionary actions to stop spread now?
Well, I'll tell you something that really, really I find interesting, and we'll talk about this in a little more detail. I have a document that actually was it's a public document. It was part of a congressional hearing. It is a letter on U.S. government letterhead, the Department of Homeland Security, written by the Director of Integrative Research for the Department of Homeland Security. And he talks about, and it's addressed to Tom Ridge, the Director of Homeland Security. This is in 2003. And he said he identifies this particular patented version of silver that we have called Silver Soul. And he said, basically verbatim, this has been rigorously tested at our facility here at Texas A&M University, and it has been found to kill anthrax, bubonic plague, H5N1 virus, the SARS virus, and it goes on and says, you know, we highly recommend that we, referring to the Department of Homeland Security, stockpile this product in the event of bioterrorism or a pandemic similar to the SARS outbreak. That was in 2003, the government agency recommending internally to its own agency after testing to stockpile this for this very reason. But they've never done it. So now they come out and tell you to wash your hands. You know, well, washing your hands at best is 60% effective of removing any of the viruses or loose stuff on your hands. They would say wear a mask. Well, the Surgeon General came out and basically said that he said stop buying masks. They are not effective in preventing general public from catching coronavirus. And if healthcare providers can get them to care for sick patients, it puts them and our community at risk. If they can't get them.
Okay, so I got a question. Let me ask you a question on that. Okay, what you just said, I'm listening just logically, and it makes no sense whatsoever. So somebody from the government is saying, stop buying masks. They do not prevent the spread of disease. We need them so we can stop spreading disease. That's exactly what you just said. What he said.
So what
right?
he's saying, and what they're saying is that the coronavirus, they have found that only spreads like 6 feet versus measles that will go 100 feet. And so they're saying that the coronavirus is basically a hand, it's on the surfaces and it's going hand to mouth. People keep putting their picking their nose or putting, you know, picking their teeth or putting their hand in their face. That is how the coronavirus is spreading, hand to face. And so basically what he's saying is that the mask is not doing any good for somebody trying to prevent the disease. If you have it, you should wear it, not to spread it, or, you know, possibly to wear it so that you're not touching your face. But the real spread of the coronavirus is from surfaces, from your hands to your face. And so, you know, I noticed that in San Francisco and other places I heard today that there is no antibacterial soap. There's no hand sanitizers. They're out of them. Well, they do nothing in the first place. This is a virus. An antibacterial soap cannot kill a virus. The hand sanitizers have to be 60% alcohol and to be effective. And once the alcohol dries, even if it could kill it, when it's dry, it's ineffective. So those, you know, they're just at a stopgate. Yet they have, as I said, tested something, as he put in his words, rigorously tested, and it proved to be very effective in killing within an hour the viruses, the bubonic plague, the anthrax, all of these things. And it would just seem that it would make sense that if the government was recommending it, then I take that as a good recommendation because they tested it. Unfortunately, they didn't stockpile it, and they still somewhere that's been buried.
All right. Well, let's talk about the silver. Let's talk about the silver lozenges, which I love. Let's talk about the super or the OptiVita Silver and the Silver Gel. Tell us about those products. How do they fit into what you just said? How should people? How much should they have at their house? How much should they take to as preventative? And if they feel like they're getting sick, how much should they take if they are getting sick?
Okay, so let's start with the liquid right now. The liquid from a preventative. That liquid has been tested, and that was what they used in the Homeland Security test. And they were killing this at parts per million at 5 and below. The OptiVita Health Silver is at 10 parts per million. All that means is it kills it a little faster. That particular solution also was tested by a major university in their microbiology department and killed 143 pathogens. Every pathogen, virus, mold, fungus that they tested on it killed, including MRSA and staph or whatever. And they compared that against antibiotics that were very selective of what they could, neutralize. So
okay, what?
That's one.
Frank, what's the best way to take it? You're talking about internally. So you're talking about putting it under your tongue. You're talking about swallowing
that,
it. You're talking about
preventative. Yeah. Preventative, I would take 2 teaspoons 2 to 3 times a day. It's basic. It's benign. Literally anybody can take it. You can give it to a pet. It's just, it tastes like water. There is absolutely zero side effects. So, it either benefits you or it does nothing. I mean, there's no side downside whatsoever.
What about mixing it with water? So say a pet, would you put it in their water dish or that it loses its effectiveness?
Yeah,
you need to give it to them straight
it in
or
water
what?
Dish.
Okay, yeah. So a person,
or,
would you?
Either way, but
okay, you said two teaspoons. What'd you
thing,
say? Teaspoons or
I
tablespoons?
Would,
I, did you say teaspoons or tablespoons?
Teaspoons, two, three times a day.
The and that's preventative.
Is, if by chance you had, if let's say you had a virus that got into your lungs and that's where the coronavirus goes, what I would personally do is I would have a nebulizer and I would inhale that to get that silver into my lungs.
How often?
Well, I'm just saying if I had it.
How often?
If I literally had the virus, I would do it, I would do it a couple of times a day at least.
I would do it a couple of times an hour if I had the virus. That's me.
Like I said, there is no downside. So I would keep it into your system. That's one thing.
Okay. What if somebody does not have an... Hold on, Frank. Hold on. This is very important. Allow me to just ask quick questions here. Quick questions, quick answers.
Sure.
Okay, what if I don't have a nebulizer? I feel like I'm coming down with the virus. I've been around, but whatever. What should I do? I don't have a nebulizer.
Well, a humidifier, put a towel over your head, suck it in. We have applicators where you can spray it in your nose. I would try and breathe it in any way you can to get it into your lungs.
Okay. Now, if I do have a nebulizer...
So a little nasal applicator. You pour the liquid in there, you spray it in your nose, and just keep spraying it and breathing it in. And that'd be one way. Or if you have a humidifier, put a towel over your head, put your head over it, and then breathe it in if you don't have a nebulizer. But nebulizers are pretty accessible, and they're not too expensive.
Now, I went down to, in our town, we had is it Walgreens or CVS? See, I don't even go there, but it's one of the major, I think it's a Walgreens that's down there. In Walgreens, and they had a little, relatively inexpensive nebulizer and semi-good quality. There was one down there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So most Walgreens, I think it depends state to state if they'll sell it to you off the shelf or not. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know there's any restrictions whatsoever to sell a nebulizer. It's not a prescription.
Well, they're effective
thing.
Frank, of course there's restrictions. Of course.
Oh, okay.
How silly of you, Frank.
Oh, sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, that's not my bag.
Yeah, I get it. No, I went. See, I've had this discussion with somebody before, and I could be wrong. Anyway, where you live, ladies and gentlemen, it may be really good. Walgreens, CVS, something like that. Go down there and ask for a nebulizer and see if you can get a nebulizer. You can't.
A flu or anything like that, it would be an excellent way to be able to try and remediate it.
So even if you can't get one, you're saying humidifier. You can get humidifiers at Walmart or wherever, Target, wherever. Sure. Humidifier would be. Yeah. So what would you do? Would you just pour a little? Have water? Have pure water, and then pour a little bit in the water, or how would you do it?
Yeah, I would just pour some of the liquid silver in the water, and like I said, put a towel over your head and cover it up, and then until it's coming right
breathe.
Into your face, breathe it.
And how much is there a ratio, like 8 ounces of water? How much colloidal silver to 8 ounces of water put in the humidifier?
I would probably put as little amount of a dilution as I could, as long as it worked. Or you just put a little more silver in it, solution, just so you're making sure that you are breathing the silver soul.
So maybe do straight colloidal silver in there. Just don't put much. Just put straight colloidal silver.
You could definitely do that because, again, it is a liquid. It's like water, and it's 10 parts per million in there. So if you could, that would be the optimal way. But, it's just have your bottle of silver, pour that in your nebulizer, and then absorb that. Then you're absolutely assured you're getting what you're supposed to.
Okay. Now, I've done a little research on these viruses. I didn't really know this. Uncle Kevin was Kev, get on the microphone here.
Yes.
Is your kidney stone okay? You didn't move too quick, did
yeah.
you?
Yeah, doing all right.
Frank, do you know a way to get rid of help him with kidney stones pass?
Nebulizer. Get a nebulizer.
I wish I tell you, those
are nasty.
I tell you,
this is Nightmare on Elm Street.
My sister's a nurse practitioner, and she told me it was like giving birth to a porcupine.
Yeah, I concur.
All right. Well, tell the story about viruses, how viruses don't go. You think you breathe in the virus and it goes down into you. It doesn't. Explain that.
Yeah. If you're breathing in a virus, it usually, if you breathe through your nose, it lodges in your nostrils or your nose. And then if you breathe through your mouth, it lodges in the back of your mouth. And instead of going down there, it creates a colony, and the colony of viruses grow and grow and grow. So you can, if you do it every day, you can wipe out those.
So the colony can never grow.
Yeah, colony can never grow.
So, but,
and I haven't been sick in 8 to 10 years. You can attest to that.
Besides his kidney stone.
Besides his kidney stone. Yeah.
So does that make sense to you, Frank? Do you concur with that also? That's why the nasal spray up in the nose and kind of gargling in the back of your mouth is really.
I think the nasal spray. I mean, I when I travel on a plane, I spray my nose with the. Or I'll put the gel in my nostrils.
That's interesting.
The gel, again, it's 22 parts per million. And the beauty about the gel is, like I said, and when we're talking specifically about the coronavirus, they're claiming that it is transferred primarily by the hands to the face, hands to the mouth, whatever, to the nose. And unlike a hand sanitizer that I said is not doing any good, or even soap that and wash your hands good, is smart to do, but it's still not effective. The gel.
I didn't think about that.
You know, the viruses, but the beauty about it, that kill action, that protection lasts for 6 hours. So if you put that gel and rub it on your hand, So you have protection on your hands.
Wow.
For 4 hours. So if you put
that
on 3 times a day on your hands, you know, you're maximizing.
You're covered your whole
protection.
Waking hours.
You're
wow.
Versus, yeah, I would, you know, I think hand sanitizers to me are a waste of money anyway, because They are alcohol-based, 60% alcohol. It dries within a minute, and it's totally ineffective. This, even dry, the effectiveness will last for 4 hours.
Okay, so those...
To me, that is a phenomenal protection against the any virus, any germ, any pathogen that you're exposed to, because a lot of it comes, you know, starts with your hands on surfaces.
Okay, so when you see those disinfectant soaps or what have you, they're basically not worthless. Was worthless too strong a word, or you wouldn't use them anyway?
I won't, you know, and I'm reading, I think this is from the CDC, said this: antibacterial soap and alcohol sanitizers are not the answer. Antibacterial soaps and hand sanitizers are not foolproof. Antibacterial soap does not kill viruses.
Well, why are we using them? Why do we use them? Why do we use them?
For bacteria. You know, this is a virus. But,
okay.
You know, the difference.
Well, so does water. You can wash your hands. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. You can wash your hands with water real good, and it gets rid of bacteria, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, what they're saying is that washing the hands is what obviously they're recommending, but they also acknowledge the fact that
it doesn't kill viruses.
You're removing 60%. It says right here, washing your hands can remove loose surface viruses, especially if you use warm water and soap. However, washing your hands is only about 30 to 60% effective. Washing cannot kill the remaining viruses. That is from the CDC.
Wow. Okay. So this, I never thought about this silver gel. So you could take this silver gel, get on a plane, put it on your hands, put it, you know, like on the inside of your nostrils, and you're pretty much covered for, this is great. I didn't even think about this. And it's, I don't have any of this, Frank. I need some of this silver gel.
Yeah.
This is what I need.
Yeah, I have it. I went work out this morning. I have a little tube that I had in my pocket, you know, and of course I'm, you know, you're working out at a gym. Everybody's got, every machine you go on, 20 people have been on. So I put that gel on my hands to start, and I feel confident. I'm not concerned about, you know, spreading a germ, whether it be a cold or a flu or anything else.
All right, we got about 4 minutes, not even. So we got the Optivita Silver, the colloidal silver, very important. You've discussed that. The silver lozenges, you know, if something's growing in the back of your throat, you can just suck on this all day, and it's constantly killing if it gets in your throat. You got the silver gel, which you can put on your hands and give you protection. We didn't talk about the super krill oil. I know this is a fantastic product from a pristine part of the ocean with no pollution. It's a very, very good product. Just take a couple, 2 or 3 minutes, and talk about krill oil.
Okay. First, I think most people are familiar with fish oil, and everybody is getting fish oil for the benefit of omega-3 fatty acids, which you know, we're really deficient in our diet. And so the problem is that fish oil, forget the fact that it might not be pristine or that it could be tainted, it could have mercury or whatever. The real issue is that the omega-3 fatty acids in fish are bound to triglycerides, which compete with your body's own triglycerides, so you get a very, very poor absorption and utilization of those omega-3s. Whereas in krill, they are bound to phospholipids, which are very essential as a carrier to enable your body to absorb and utilize literally 100% of the omega-3s, primarily the DHA and EPA.
Wow.
And so for joint pain, for anti-inflammatory, they're linking, you know, if any women have ever had postpartum depression, they link very much the fact that the baby as it's growing literally take all those omega-3s because they're essential, the DHA and EPA, for the brain development and the eye development. And so the mother, unless she's really taking some supplementation of those omega-3s, becomes very deficient, and they tie that into the postpartum depression. The DHA and EPA found in krill are just critical for eye health, for brain health, but they are phenomenal in terms of anti-inflammatory, arthritis, pain, you know, you name it.
Okay, let me, quick question on that.
It's an incredible product.
Yeah, I believe so. You mentioned phospholipids. Is, you know, Dr. Sherry Rogers talks about phosphatidylcholine you have to have as the anchor to all these things. So is that kind of a variation of phosphatidylcholine, a phospholipid, so they link together so your body can utilize it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that is what krill is, rich with choline. And
wow.
And all the benefits, the phospholipids, choline.
Wow.
And, I mean, it is just,
wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
You're right.
Wow. Okay, so, well, I'm going to take my krill oil today. That's why I can tell you that.
The phospholipids themselves are extremely beneficial to the body. The choline in krill, which has high concentration, is extremely beneficial to the body. Above and beyond the omega-3 fatty acids and the high concentration, and on top of that, you know, krill has astaxanthin, which is probably one of the very best anti-inflammatories in existence.
And so, I'm going to go, ladies and gentlemen, there's the music. I'm going to go take my krill oil and my silver. I'm going to get a silver lodgings, too. Frank, it was way too short. We should have had you on for an hour. I apologize. Great information, though. Hey, great to talk to you.
I'm always available anytime you want to talk.
I'm going to talk to you later. I'll call you later, my friend. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.